You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report has revealed rent prices have steadily been increasing around the country, with the median rent increase by $50 a week in part of Auckland. Latest housing bond data collected by the Tenancy Services has revealed over the last 12 months, historically affordable areas of the city have been skyrocketing in price. I spoke with interest.co.nz property editor Greg Ninus about what the underlying reasons for this may be and how we could potentially solve a rent cost crisis. To what extent are we seeing rent prices increasing across the country?
Well, it does vary quite a lot by region, but what is noticeable is that there has been quite steep rental increases in the upper North Island, so that's Auckland, Waikato, Bay of Plenty mainly, and also in Wellington. Wellington rents are going up quite strongly too. And often those big increases in Auckland particularly are in areas where, such as Manukau and Rodney, which are on the outer fringes of the city, and traditionally they're more affordable areas, and so that's a worrying trend.
So is this looking like it's going to be an increasing trend over the next few years?
Well, it's hard to say what will happen over the next few years, because that will depend on both the supply of new properties coming onto the market and the demand in terms of population growth and the balance between how many people are buying their own homes and how many are renting. But certainly the trend at the moment is for rents to be increasing.
What do you believe is the background cause for this?
Growing demand, and that's coming from two areas. One is that fewer young people now are able to afford their own home, particularly in Auckland, and that's because prices have just gone beyond their reach. So they're staying renting for longer and perhaps even permanently. So that's putting a bigger percentage of the population that are renting. The percentage of people that own their own homes is continuing to fall, and more people are renting. Plus, inward migration is having a big impact on that too, because we're getting quite strong population growth, and migration is boosting that up. And a lot of those people, a lot of them are younger people. Some are coming here as students with the idea of then getting jobs and applying for residency, which they are doing, and others are just coming here to work and also to live here, and very often they're needing rental accommodation, at least until they are able to buy their own home. But a lot of them are staying in the rental market as well. And on the supply side, we're just not building enough new homes, and that's leading to an overall housing shortage in Auckland in particular, and other parts of the country are starting to show stress there now as well.
So hopefully as high-density housing becomes more common of a thing, we should see rent pricing decreasing?
Well, I don't know if we will. It depends on the rate at which they build more high-density housing. High-density housing has the potential there in Auckland to solve a lot of the housing shortage problems. But again, it's a question of how quickly they build them and how many they build. And so far, we haven't seen any signs that the amount coming through will be enough to satisfy the demand. So even with high density housing, it doesn't necessarily mean they'll solve the problem, because there just may still not be enough of them built.
Do you think we will see rent increases such as we've seen now being addressed by political parties in the upcoming election year in regard to policy change surrounding, I guess, rent caps, things such as that?
My personal view is that it's unlikely that they'll go down that track. But obviously rent and the cost of housing generally is a political issue, and I'm sure people will be taking various positions on it. But so far we haven't seen anything like that coming forward in the policies they've announced to date.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.